Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, jump in on this conversation and tell us if you think this guy did the right thing when he basically put a stop to his sister's wedding. He exposed to her fiancé that she had an OnlyFans behind his back. This is his own sister, goes to her fiance, goes, "Hey, I found out my sister has an OnlyFans on the side to make money, and I think you should know." And then the guy called off the wedding. 314-531-9898. Saw this story, and people are like, "Yo, man, your loyalty is supposed to be your sister. That's family. I can't believe you told, you know, read out your sister to her fiance. You could have gone to your sister, let her handle her own business." Yeah. And then some people is like, "Hey, bro to bro, you need to let them know that what you're marrying into, this is the right thing to do. She has the OnlyFans. It is what it is." 314-531-9898.
Oh my gosh, what a terrible situation. Instantly, I'm like, how did the brother find this out? Hopefully he didn't stumble across it himself.
Right?
Yeah. I definitely do.
That's the first thought I had, too. Is like, what were you doing to find? How did you find that out, bro?
Awkward. I do think that the brother's in the wrong for this situation.
Really?
I think that he should have went to his sister, and I think that you should always have your family's back first. And I think that he really did wrong by his sister because he should have just told her to address it herself. He shouldn't have taken it upon himself to go directly to the fiance slash husband in this case.
I'm on his side. I disagree with you, Hannah. I think, like, I'm not going to let people that I love, regardless of if they're family or friends, do immoral things. And it's not right to lie to your fiance. And I'm holding everybody accountable, and I would expect them to do the same for me.
Do you remember that video that went viral because this almost a similar situation happened? It was like 800,000 views and all this stuff, like whatever. And people are mad about it. It seems very similar to that. But this one feels a little bit different, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't know. Is OnlyFans cheating? Is it immoral? Like, she's making money on the side.
She's lying about it.
By
that's what's
telling?
Immoral.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not saying like she needs to quit that side job. Like, I don't have to do whatever you want.
That was where I was coming from. I'm like, yo, she's just like, if she's selling feet pics on the side, do we care?
Right.
Like, I don't know what her OnlyFans account is. It doesn't say in this article. So let's just pretend.
I mean, what if it's old too? Like, is it old? Is she using the money
I actually
for
have
the
no,
wedding?
Can you tell if an OnlyFans account? Yeah. And the other thing I feel like is a little bit weird too is like, what you went to him and had this conversation without going to your sister's, how this article reads. Don't, like, I feel like you should mind your own business sometimes when it's other people's relationships, when it's not cheating. Like, right, they're not, like, we don't, like, she's just, like, selling feet pics on the side. Like, stay out of it. Like, that's their fetish. Maybe he knows about it. Like, I don't know. Like, for me, you go into him as her fiancé.
I mean, clearly this was a deal breaker.
Right.
Clearly, yes.
Clearly
so.
It was. Right.
But I also don't think he did it right. I think he needs to go to his sister first. His first responsibility is to go to his sister.
And say, what are you doing?
And put the pressure on her.
Yeah. And go,
let
hey.
Let her figure it out.
Like, does your fiancé know you have an OnlyFans? Do you need to tell him or I'm going to tell him, like AB said. But your first move is to go to fiance, not cool. That, to me, it's not cool.
But maybe it was. Maybe it just came up in a conversation.
Oh yeah, hey, how's your sister's OnlyFans?
I'm gonna wreck your life. You really
don't know about that,
Kev.
What kind of conversations do you have at the bar? How's your sister's OnlyFans going?
Are you on OnlyFans? No, I'm not. Well, my sister
did
is.
Did you know your soon-to-be wife is?
Yeah,
that's not a casual conversation. To me, first move is to go to your family.
Absolutely. Always have your family's back. I feel like this probably could have been resolved. The marriage probably still could have happened. If the brother went to the sister first and then let her know, like, hey, you need to bring this up. Does he know about this? How does he feel? And then to hear it from, like, I think probably a huge part of this was the husband was probably shell-shocked to hear it from someone else. It's always worse to hear things from other people than the person that's directly involved. So I feel like this could have been salvaged, but the fact it came from the brother probably was the nail in the coffin.
Really good point, because what if he goes to his sister and she goes, well, I'm making $10,000 a month on the side. What he doesn't know is on our wedding day, I'm going to tell him I already paid off the wedding bill. Like, we have no idea how she presents this to him. But instead, it was this dude found out in the worst way possible, which is the brother saying, hey, I saw my sister's OnlyFans.
Yeah. I think he found out the worst way possible.
Yeah. His brother's just really down bad right now.
314-531-9898. This guy found out his sister's on OnlyFans and then told his fiance, did he do the right move? Such an interesting conversation while we're commercial free. This dude ratted out his sister's OnlyFans. That's really the story, which is super funny, but also terrible at the same time. So this guy discovered that his sister, a week before her wedding day, had an OnlyFans account on the side. So he went to her fiance and goes, hey, just so you know, my sister has an OnlyFans. Did this guy do the right thing? 314-531-9898. Is his responsibility to his sister first? You should protect her story. Your BFF and your sister, you lie, you hide bodies for. You address it with them first. Or like AB said, like if you're doing something immoral, that's on you. You made those choices and now you're about to get exposed for it. Mm-hmm. Brett, you felt like you needed more information?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of information do you need?
More information, because I don't know how devious this OnlyFans is.
Right,
exactly. I don't know enough about OnlyFans. Right. I've actually never signed up for OnlyFans.
I don't believe any of us in the room have.
No.
Well, Kevin was saying to him and his boys were talking about it. It casually comes up in conversations.
Did the fiance log on and was like, no, this is not who I want to marry? Like, what was going on?
Oh, I see what you're saying after he had found out.
Like, he was, like, totally disgusted.
Wow.
Because my first thought was, why wasn't he in there, like, with it?
Interesting.
Why wasn't he there with her doing that?
Because he should be a fan. That would only make sense.
He should have signed up for his wife's OnlyFans.
Right.
Good point. I think what Brett's trying to say, too, is, like, it wasn't the fact that she was doing OnlyFans. It's what she was actually doing on OnlyFans. Because I had pointed out that OnlyFans might not even be cheating. Like, she could just be doing solo things. She could be selling feed pics. We have no idea. So it was more so that we got really immoral once he logged in, subscribed to his
wife. I have to imagine if she's been keeping it a secret for this long that she knows it's wrong.
All right, solid point.
So I don't think it's just feet pics. I would tell my fiance that, and he'd be like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. We're making so much money
from this. But what if she was saving the money to do something as a surprise?
Please.
Yeah.
We don't know all the information here.
I think Brett had a solid point about asking for more information. Kayla, do you think he did the right thing by going to his sister's fiance and telling him, hey, my sister's on OnlyFans?
No, like I told you guys the other day, I'm the type of friend or family member, I'll hide the body for you guys.
Yeah.
Your loyalty should always be to your friends and family before it is to like a so-called brother-in-law. Like I'm getting ready to get one of those. My loyalty will not be to him first. It will be to my sister.
Yeah, absolutely. You're tight with your families.
Yeah.
So you find out your sister, AB, is on OnlyFans. You're going to run to the fiance first?
Maybe.
You're not going to confront your sister and be like, what is this?
I'm not defending what he did or what was happening. I'm saying that he just went about it the wrong way. Like he needs to go to the sister.
We're
first.
Not thinking that it's okay to have OnlyFans in a relationship.
We're not justifying.
So if you confront the sister first and she says I'm not going to tell him, then would you guys tell him?
Yes.
Okay.
For me, yes. Then I'm going to be like, well, I'm going to do that.
I would too.
But I go into the sister first. But yeah,
that just wrecks everything.
You know what the real moral of the story is? OnlyFans. It creates problems.
Yes, it does.
It does.
OnlyFans creates problems in marriages.
Absolutely.
That should be a tagline.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.